Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to another information-packed episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate. I just love this new intro that we have. This is fantastic. I'm excited. I'm in a great mood, despite learning that something has irritated my skin, my neck. So I've been going through the checklist of things that I've newly tried out, and it's only in a span of 2 days, and I can really track my eating to salad. So I'm like, okay, so I had a salad with this on that day, but I am thinking it might be a cream because I restarted using this lotion that I used to use. So maybe, as you get older, your body, your skin changes. That's likely what's been going on. Okay. So before I jump in, I was taking other phone calls. I just realized I was a little perturbed. So I'm assisting a client with property retention. And so I was a little perturbed that I didn't get a copy of the notice from the mortgage servicer. And they're like, yeah, we sent it to the borrower. And I'm like, really? You have the third party authorization. You have been communicating with me. And so that's kind of the challenge when you're trying to help. And then it's just all the information is not getting to you. The good news is I called and followed up in time. And so we have until next week to provide missing information so that we can move them along the process in keeping their home. So if you know someone who is experiencing those hardships, especially last night, a friend of mine, shout out to Leslie, we were just talking about the market, the economy. We were discussing overall just what's to come. And especially as I've been sitting here and I've been working on different things, getting through my to-do, I'm looking at my emails of different areas that I have mapped out and I set alerts. So we call them our geographic farm areas, which means I keep track of every activity that's happening in that market. And it's interesting because I'm looking at this one property that goes under contract, it goes back on market, goes under contract, goes back on market. And so I just realized, I just saw another activity with that particular property, and now they've changed the price and they've dropped the price by $20,000. So very interesting to see what is happening. Are you seeing these things? For those of you who are inclined to set up those Zillow searches and Realtor.com and Redfin and all the other third party websites where you're getting those notifications on properties in your area or that you're interested in, and you're kind of, watching the price, waiting, is now the time to pounce? I think last week we had this great conversation about, is now the time? Of course, there's this huge disclaimer that I'm going to share. The time is right when it makes financial sense for you and or your family situation. The time is right depending on your finances, regardless of what the market is doing, because the truth is, which I can appreciate as being in this business, is people transact real estate every single day. People are buying, selling, leasing, refinancing. Why? Because we're not all experiencing the same situations and not experiencing life the same way. We may have similar experiences. However, your season is going to be different from someone else. And so very, very important for you to make those decisions as to whether selling, buying, refinancing, whatever you're thinking of doing, makes sense for you at that time. We've got a great show today. So let me talk about, and here, of course, you know, I get the goodies, right? Like I come up with these show topics because it's things that I see, things that people call me on. And of course, I want to make sure that you have the right information. Before I do that, let me make sure. Before I do that, I was just sound checking, of course. We'll be talking about goals. So we're on episode 211, talking about free and clear. What does that mean when you say a property is free and clear? This misunderstanding of this term, whether you're inheriting a property free and clear, where you've learned there's no mortgage, is causing a bit of a hiccup in generational wealth. It is causing a hiccup in generational wealth. And so I want to discuss that with us today, bring it to the forefront so we can have this much needed conversation. And it's an intergenerational conversation. You know me, I love the intergenerational conversations as I've been doing the youth work and also being able to work with the senior community as well. So stay tuned. All right. Before we jump into that, let's talk about goals. We do have, yes, by the way, let me bring it up. So we are on schedule for our next workshop. In fact, we just bumped it over. So let me bring it up. I moved a date because I had an event overlapping it. So we are on schedule to have our next Saturday workshop, June 24th. Make sure you register. We're going to be discussing how to undo a reverse mortgage. This goes hand in hand with today's workshop or discussion. And so this will be a workshop. When we do our classes, it's workshop. It's hands-on. Whether it's training, you've got materials that you can, I give you resources and email you resources, you get a copy of the presentation if you sign up. And so you have that information with you so that in the future, you need to go back to it. If you know someone with a reverse mortgage, albeit friend, family, or foe, let them know they need to be here. And it's just helpful to understand how to undo a reverse mortgage and avoid foreclosure upon the death of a senior borrower. So be sure to register. You see that right there. Click that link. Get on the list. I'm going to also send out a reminder to our past attendees that the class is coming back on Saturday, June 24th, 10 a.m., same time, same place. Of course, I'm your speaker, venue sponsor. We want to thank Southwest Escrow, who's been hosting us in their community room. And I have, for those of you who are not familiar with this story, I've had the pleasure to be a part of creating the community room there at Southwest Escrow because I was looking for a hub and a place that we can share with our neighbors, with the community, and create a space for them to come learn more about real estate, come learn about the professionals in the area, come learn about the business and the services that these businesses do offer along with the professionals that live, work, and play in the surrounding areas. This particular escrow company is based in Inglewood. As far as I know, what's been shared with me, it's one of the oldest independent escrow companies in the greater LA area or the LA basin area. So fantastic. Women-owned, I would say. And Lynn and her team have been doing a great job in assisting the real estate industry. All right. So be sure to register at realestatelife.events.com. That's my spiel. Okay, cool. That's goals. That's pretty much going to be my goals because there are awesome things happening. I'll be back with this with a disclaimer. And we'll get right into our workshop for our topic for today. I'll be right back after this sponsor break.
Do you have properties that need to be maintained? For professional services that guarantee your property will stay safe and secure, Omnis Property is the team you want by your side. As a company, we pride ourselves on our best-in-class professionals, equipped with the latest technology for all your end-to-end property preservation needs. That means that from start to finish, our expert team can handle everything from accurate assessments to preservation projects of all sizes. Save money and time by working with leading experts that understand your needs and are committed to premier service. Get started today by contacting us for your project estimate. Visit www.omnispreservation.com or call 310-957-9132.
All right, you know what to do. You know what to do. Thank you for us. Thank you to Omnis Property Solutions, our show sponsor for today, our episode sponsor for today. I did say, and I've had this discussion, and I'm going to do this in July. This is going to happen in July. So I know you're like, when are you going to do the agent training classes? So our next agent training classes is going to happen in July. I have been ambitious thinking that I can, again, I've said it openly. I have been thinking ambitiously that I can do the agent training classes every month, just as I've been doing the consumer workshops. Not so much, especially with, you know, work, life, school, my health, making sure I'm good, and just making sure that I have this creative energy, I have this productive energy, I have this just good space about what I'm doing and that I enjoy doing it. Of course, I won't be able to do the agent trainings as consistent as I've been doing all the other things, which is fine, and I thank you for being forgiving of me. With that being said, we are going to have our agent training in July. So look out for that promo and the marketing. I should have that out by this weekend. And we're going to be discussing, so I actually should stop this real quick before, because that's confusing. It's like I'm talking about agent trainings and then the slide is up. Time out, right? So the agent training workshops and classes, the agent training workshops, what happened July? I've shared it and I've just been thinking about what's a good one. And I want to kick off. So I said I was going to do podcasting, but I think there's more value right now in incorporating AI with, I see AI is helping on content creation. In fact, I've used AI for captions and content creation. And also, and it's so funny, fascinates me too, because Nextdoor app, the Nextdoor platform that I've been using to promote and stay connected with, you know, our neighbors and our local community, I created this event and, you know, I make my caption and then it now has its own little creative AI. And it's like, would you like us to give you a suggestion or write the caption for you? And I'm like, yeah, I click the button. It rewords my caption and it's like, how'd we do? And I was like, not too bad. I think I'm going to keep it. So for that reason, I'm going to incorporate that in the next workshop. We're going to be how to create your own website, landing page, agent bio, podcast, property website in like literally four simple steps. So four simple steps. Love it. Stay tuned for that. Okay. I've gotten it out the way. Now let's get back to the class. We're in episode 211. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your continued love and support, going strong. When I looked at my podcast channel, I think there's 585 episodes uploaded. I clearly do this because I enjoy it. The benefits I have gained, yes, I've monetized my podcast. Absolutely. You monetize that through sponsorship, ad revenue, listening revenue. So different ways to monetize your podcast. However, is that my focus? No. Monetization is not my focus. I have shared and said that the information I put out is for generations not yet born. When I look into the Neville, when I listen to the Neville Goddards and the Jim Rohns and the Rev Ikes and the Napoleon Hill and who else? There's just so many. When I listen to their content, we're able to consume it on YouTube and podcasts. That's my motivation, is that you never know, right? They were so ahead of their time that I imagine someone's going to listen to me 20, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, 60 years from now, and listen to this content and realize how relevant and how applicable and how very historic in a sense, right? It's her story. It's my story of what has been happening in real estate, in our neighborhoods, in our economy, just that time period. So this is me doing my part. And a lot of my colleagues and my friends have said, you know, kudos to you, but it's really just me doing my part. And I invite you to find your space and place to do your part as well for the greater good. That's been my theme, for the greater good. All right, let's jump into this. Let's see, do I have something to drink? I've been juicing. Well, hubby and I have been juicing. And that's fresh juiced watermelon. Free and clear. Let's talk about it. Moving along. So what does it mean to say a property's free and clear? Any guesses? Oftentimes I've heard people say there's no mortgage, there's nothing, right? Some people may be completely green to what this means. And it oftentimes they'll think that there's no property taxes, no insurance, no monthly payments. Yes. So if you've thought of it, if you've thought of no more mortgage, absolutely, yes. If there's no liens, no encumbrances, no loans recorded on that property, then you are closer to something, closer to that saying of free and clear. If you inherit a property with no mortgage, yes, you are closer to a property that's free and clear. If the owner has paid off the loans, then you are closer to a property that's free and clear. If there are no monthly payments, then yes, you are closer to a property that's free and clear. Let me disclaim and be mindful of saying, oh, let me just start with my disclaimer, a regular disclaimer, right? So the information provided on this show should not be considered legal or tax advice. Please seek legal and tax advice from reputable licensed professionals. All right, that's my spiel. And for those of you who are new to me, Lisa Gillette, broker owner of Divenio Estates, pricing strategy advisor, foreclosure certified and experienced, both foreclosures, probate, and short sales. I am designated and trained to work with the senior community. So I do hold that senior residential real estate specialist designation. But all that means is that I do continuing education. I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. And I am intentional about what I do in the real estate community. Gabish, great. Moving along. So what next? Property's free and clear. The property owner passes away. And oftentimes that's when you learn that it's free and clear, right? You kind of go through the mortgage, you go through the bills, or you may have heard your family member or your loved one say throughout the course of their life that there's, oh, you know, when I die, this house is, you know, you all don't have to worry. You don't all have to worry. This house is paid for, right? Isn't that the common saying that we've heard people say? This house is paid for. You don't have to worry. Well, that's partly true. You don't have to worry about the bank pursuing you in a foreclosure action to collect on the debt that is owed or the loan that is owed. That is true. However, the misconception is, and this is a huge one. The misconception is that when we've been hearing this whole time that you don't have to worry, the property's free and clear, we oftentimes think that means there's no other financial obligation tied to that property. Is that valid? Is that true? Is it accurate? No, that is false. There are still financial obligations to that property despite not having a mortgage. What are those obligations? I'm glad you asked. So I'm going to use a chat box for this. I'm going to go ahead and list the first obligation and the most important obligation. If a property does not have a mortgage, is property taxes. I know I heard some of you say it out loud or under your breath. That's right. Property taxes. So despite having no mortgage, and you've heard Nana say, you don't have to worry, this house is paid for. Well, what is unspoken is the property tax responsibility. June to July fiscal year, two installments, sent out November, due December, first installment, second installment, sent out February, due April. All right, property taxes. Shout out to those of you who are tuning in from ERGJ Enterprises, my brother Evan Jefferson, who's been doing phenomenal things in growing the community of entrepreneurs, business owners, and those who are looking to expand their knowledge and grow their wealth all at the same time, while also recycling their dollars. So property taxes, very important. What I've noticed, and it's interesting, I've got a scenario that I've looked at and I've come across a couple. And so the family will continue to pay the property taxes of family members and loved ones that have passed away. And it's interesting because there it doesn't appear that there tends to be a further thought that the bills are still coming, right? The property tax is still coming in the name of the deceased property owner. What's further interesting is that obligation will be passed on from generation to generation. So property taxes is another one. And this is another one that I've seen people who are free and clear. And I think I'm going to save this discussion for next week. I might get one of my insurance people on here because there is some unsavory things happening in the insurance world as it relates to auto, home, and life insurance. So insurance companies are really taking a hit right now. So you may have recently, right, received an increase on premiums. You may have received a notice that they may be looking to cease coverage. And so we're going to discuss that, especially for those of you who have conversions, you're converting your garages, you're making bonus rooms, you're making these builds and adding on without the proper permits. And that can be a big issue with the insurance company. And this is totally a sidebar information or commentary, because the insurance companies are sending out their reps to come out and check. I've had a client recently say the insurance company said that they are canceling my coverage within the next 60 days if I don't clean out the rubbish in my backyard. Can they do that? Well, apparently they can, because they have sent you a notice saying that they are. I don't think they would want to get themselves in hot water with the Department of Insurance by sending you that notice. So yes, very important to look at the nitty gritty of our policy and our policy exclusions. And yes, I know we don't read it because it's a 53 page contract that we're not reading. But believe it or not, there's a lot of details in there that says what they are not willing to cover. And that's essentially what you don't want to get yourself in hot water for. So the second, you guessed it, is property insurance. That misconception of you don't have to worry about the house because the house is free and clear does not mean that there are no longer financial obligations. So the second one is, you've guessed it, property insurance. We just covered property taxes. Now we're discussing the importance of property insurance. Having that property properly insured. And here's the challenge. If it didn't have property insurance before the owner passed away, and the owner passed away as the sole owner of the property, you are likely not going to get property insurance on a property you do not own, that your family does not own. Why? Because the decedent owned it and it's now in their estate. So you will not likely be able to get the proper coverage because you don't have the proper paperwork that shows you are current owner, or there's joint owners, albeit you and siblings or family members have shared ownership. Very difficult to do that. With that being said, what should we expect to happen in rectifying this hiccup of ownership on the title? In other words, why do I need to probate the property? Did you know you would have to probate the property? You thought the property was free and clear. There was no obligation. There was no need. It was, you know, my loved one's property. I think it just goes on, right? It magically goes on to the heirs some way, somehow. No, that's not how that works. It doesn't magically roll over to the children. It doesn't magically roll over to the grandchildren without instructions. That instructions may come in one of three forms. By the form of a will, when they pass on and they say to whom the property is to be left to or divided among. By way of a trust, and maybe they never funded the property into the trust. That term refers to putting the property into the trust as a trust asset. So maybe that never happened. Or three, there was no will and there was no trust. There were no instructions, and therefore the state will have its own procedure by way of probate to say who were the next heirs at law. Isn't that fun? Ugh, so much fun. This is heavy stuff, but stick with me. So what happens if you wait? What happens if you do nothing and years and generations go by where the property is still in the original owner's name? I've got a property where the family is on the third generation. They're on the third generation, and it's still, the property is still in the name of the first generation owner who passed away more than 50, 60 years ago. Then the second generation passes away. And now the third generation is up. And so it's this family tree that we're following. If you wait and do nothing, and fortunately, that means you have been at least responsible in taking care of the property taxes, but you do realize you've been paying property taxes for a property that has not had an ownership update. Now, of course, I did disclaim about legal and tax advice. So this is just procedural stuff and things for you to be mindful of. When there are transfers and changes to ownership record on a title, on a property, it likely could trigger a reassessment of that property, which thereby affects the property taxes. Property taxes can go up. Yes, it can increase. So this is why it's helpful to consult with your real estate team and your legal team of advisors regarding how to file the parent-child exclusions. how to properly file the parent-child exclusions so that you are exempt from that reassessment on the property tax once you're transferring from parent to child, grandparent to child. The form states it tells you, you know, if you answered A through G or A through H, then you may qualify for an exemption. You've got to file the exemption form. Here's where the challenge arises, and I said I'll discuss how to avoid those costly issues, and it's really having the conversation up front. This is why I said intergenerational conversation, because the more you know, it's on you to apply the information that you learn. Knowledge is power, but application of that knowledge is wisdom. So the issues arise when the heirs want their share of the equity. And it could be for that reason why the next heir at law, right, the next generation, the next daughter, son, grandson, they may keep it on a hush. They may not say anything. They step in, their parent paying the property taxes. And, you know, as long as they can recall, this was so-and-so's house, this was Nana's house, and Nana wanted us to keep the family home. However, if it is subject to probate, that's not likely going to be the outcome. And I've had to share that with a client whose mother recently passed away. And I said, you know, looking at the chain of title, you're definitely going to want to consult an attorney regarding having to probate this property. But the reality appears is, you know, you and your siblings are going to share 50%, and you and your cousin is going to share, you know, split. They're going to get that 50% from their mother. So depending how many children are involved, and that's why I go back. Let me go back to this, you know, this family tree right here. Just think about it, right? First, second, third generation, how, you know, they had children, you know, this person had these two kids, this person then had these two children, this person had these three children, and all those individuals have to be factored. They are rightful heirs to the property. Okay, so the issue arises when they say, hey, we want our money. And how does that come up? Enforce sales, partition actions, or buyouts. You're going to have to buy them out if you want to keep the property. They have the right to force a sale because the law says you don't have the right to keep someone hostage in a property they do not want to own. The statutes and the laws are there to protect the use of the property. And as I've been in school, I've been learning some really interesting things when it comes to, you know, real property and the laws of the land as it relates to, you know, making sure. So it's interesting because there's laws where they don't want the property, a property to remain in the family for, like, you know, more than X amount of years. I think it's like something like no more than like 60 years or some 90 years. But yet we see generations, right? We know some of those people who have had property in their generations. Legacy building. And they know how to use the proper tools, right? Irrevocable trust, revocable trust, different instruments to maintain those properties to get past those, you know, I guess it serves as a loophole to get past in terms of ownership. But the bottom line is you can't force someone to, you know, who has a 1/12th interest in a property, a 16th interest in a property, or, you know, 2/4, whatever it is, you cannot force them to maintain that interest. They have the right to sell. In fact, they can even sell their interest to somebody else who will now have a shared interest with you and your family members. You can have a complete stranger that has nothing to do with the family property and has now an interest in that property who can now force the sale. In fact, there's a company that has been doing that. I just recall there is a company, I was talking with one of my sis, Trinity, out in New York, shout out to Trinity, who had shared a news clipping with me of an investor who had been playing on, or preying on is a better word, on the disgruntled family members, or the, you know, the bad blood. That's the word I'm looking for, a phrase I'm looking for. An investor who's been preying on family members who have interests, right? They're heirs at law. They are an inheritor, a beneficiary of real property. They have preyed upon the fact that they may not get along with their family members. They may live in a whole other state and have property out in Texas, New Jersey, Georgia, California, New York. And they buy their fractional interest in that property and turn around and force the sale on those family members. It forces the family members to have to buy out their interest or have to sell the property. And that's unfortunate. So with that being said, if you or someone you know has had to experience that situation, make sure you reach out to a legal expert, a real estate expert, attorney, broker that can assist you with regards to those real property legal issues. Do know that probates can be complicated. I'm hearing a lot of people are trying to do it themselves to save the cost. Probate fees are statutory. That's mean it's set by the state. So that's one thing that's factored in. Overall, hey, if you don't want to have to deal with that, then you may want to consult an attorney in setting up a trust and estate plan so that you can save on having to deal with the cost of probate. I also want to say, as I'm learning and becoming a better student, is you also should be aware that just because you have a trust doesn't mean you will avoid court, because trusts can also be subject to litigation as well. There is a period of 120 days that prohibits an heir or beneficiary to challenge the trust. Once that 120 days is up, they can come forth and proceed with litigation and challenging the trust or clauses in the trust. Consult a real estate advisor who can assist with valuations, purchase agreements, if you're going to do those buyouts, and more, right? Lean on your real estate expert. They're good for a lot more than just the buying and selling. They've got a wealth of knowledge. They've got access to a team of professionals, and their title reps, there's escrow reps, there are contractors, inspectors, city officials. You'd be surprised how vast the resource of a real estate professional is. And you should lean on that. So make sure you stay connected with your team. Build your team if you don't already have one. All right. That's my time. This was fun. I've been in a great mood. And so thank you for joining us today. This has been a great episode, great productive week. Make sure you continue to have a powerful and productive week. We'll see you next week on another information-packed episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate podcast with Lisa.